About a year and a half ago, when Harry and Sue started coming to the 10 o'clock service, I met with Harry to learn that he had been trained as a lay preacher when he lived in Pennsylvania. And so after many, many surgeries that Harry's endured this past year, we finally got him into a training program here in Connecticut so he can also become a preacher here. So he's our first lay preacher, and it's a delight to welcome Harry to the pulpit this morning. Thank you.
Thank you. Good morning. Please be seated. Today is the first Sunday of Advent, and I got to thinking, what is Advent really? I know that it's the 4 weeks between Pentecost and Christmastide, and many say it serves as an anticipation for Christ's birth. It's a season that leads up to Christmas, and some people say it's a time to prepare for the second coming of Jesus. Historically, the Advent season was for the preparation of the newly to be baptized during the Feast of the Epiphany. During the 5th and 6th century, the Roman Christians decided that the first 2 weeks of the Advent season would be for the coming of the second coming of Christ, and the second 2 weeks would be for the celebration for the coming of the Messiah. And over the years from the Middle Ages on up, it worked out to be that. For me, Advent season is always the height of the football season. It's in the middle of the season. It's the time when things really get built up. Everybody's ready. The teams are all doing well. Football is my favorite thing to watch and play. And I'm a big fan of the New York Football Giants. This year, I was sure that the Giants were going to do it. I watched the preseason. I read all the papers. I knew that their quarterback was going to be transitioned out, and they brought in the new top pick from college, Danny Jones. And I was sure when they played the Patriots, this would be good revenge for me. That's the New England Patriots. The first half, they played well. My team was doing great. But you started to see cracks. They weren't really prepared for everything that was thrown at them. They weren't really ready. Then I watched them play the Detroit Lions. All they did is fumble the ball, give it up, lose it. I thought, how could they not be ready? They weren't prepared at all. Jesus said to his disciples, "Therefore you also must be ready, for the Son of Man is coming at an unexpected hour." This was Jesus warning his friends that they must be ready and prepared. But what does this mean? Jesus gave us 3 points to consider. 1, the Son of Man is coming back. 2 of the people on earth, 1 will be taken and 1 will be left. And 3, nobody knows when this is going to happen, only God the Father. This got me thinking, what does it mean to be prepared? What does it really mean to be ready? Well, I played on several sport teams, and I always thought I was ready. The coach would get us prepared to do things. We learned about the people we were going to play against. We learned about the plays and what we should do. We were prepared. Secondly, I was in the Boy Scouts, and the motto for the Boy Scouts was be prepared, which I guess we were. We learned a little basic first aid. We knew camping and how to start fires, campfires. And 3, job interviews, for which I've done a lot on both sides of the table. For a job interview, you had to be prepared. You had to know about the company. You had to know how to dress, what to say, what not to say. But what did Jesus mean? What did he really mean? Are you prepared for the return of the Son of Man? Most Christians are not prepared. They're not ready. Do we even know how to prepare for Christ's return? Even more to the point, are we ready to face Jesus when he does return? Our very salvation is on the line. How or what were we told to prepare for the second coming of man? I wondered if there's a playbook, like in football, so I could know what to do. Or in the Boy Scouts, there was a handbook. I was wondering if there was a Jesus handbook. Or interviewing for a job. Again, I always talk to people beforehand to get ready, so maybe there were people to talk to. As I've gotten older, I've had more situations, more life-changing situations, and I think a lot about what's going to happen when Jesus comes back. And I want to really be ready. I want to be prepared. I've had my share of physical and mental problems over the last 2 or 3 years. I went through several surgeries, several operations, and a lot of this convinced me that I wasn't going to be around forever. I slowed down a lot. Sometimes I feel that I can't even do the slightest task. I wasn't going to church as regularly as I wanted. I always had a pain or an ache here or there. I wanted to be prepared, but I thought perhaps I was losing some of my spirituality. Some of the gifts that God had given to me, I was afraid I was losing. I was still praying and reading my lessons, but I still wasn't sure if I was on the right path. During this time period, I spent a lot of time in and out of the hospital with one little setback after another. And I always tried to pray the Lord's Prayer or something to keep me calm. One particular morning, I remember people coming in. I had a blood clot in my leg. People came in and said, "We have to do a simple procedure, a little operation." So I said, "Great, what is it?" Well, they wouldn't tell me. They said, "You'll see when you get downstairs." So we get downstairs and I said, "You're not going to do a little operation unless I know what it is." So the anesthesiologist came in and he said, "It's not a big deal. We're going to cut your throat open. We're going to go into your blood a little bit in the carotid artery. It's not a big deal." I started praying the 23rd Psalm, particularly, "The Lord is my shepherd, and thy rod and thy staff, thy comfort me." And I found I was comforted, because I was pretty scared going into that. I found that my prayer life had helped me a lot. I came out of the hospital, I found a new church here. Made a new friend, Father Ron, and many people here that we've met since we've been here. I have a monthly meeting with a spiritual mentor who gives me guidance and help. And I do try to help out my neighbors or people that are in need. Wait 1 minute. What? Wait a minute. What if being prepared is right in front of us, right in front of our noses, and we don't know it? In St. Paul's letter to the Romans, he says that we need to make sure that we're right with the Lord. If you confess that Jesus is the Lord and you believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. In John 13, it says Jesus gave us his only commandment, to love one another. We need to live our lives doing God's business, helping other people. I don't know about you, but for me, a light went off. And now I have my GPS set on the Word of the Lord, reading my Bible, reading my daily lessons, trying to help others, getting to church as often as I can. I've learned that you have to live your life as you study and you believe. This is how I'm getting prepared. I decided I'm not going to be like those giants and not be ready. I'm going to be ready. Please join me to be ready for the second coming of man. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Dear Lord, please keep us on track to be prepared during this Advent season. And this we ask in Christ's name. Amen.
Amen.